Alright, Hanukkah is only 3 weeks away. 3 weeks from tonight is the first night of Hanukkah. I thought I would go over just a few ideas. First, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. It goes through the history of Hanukkah, about the miracle with the oil, and at the end it says, L'shana acheret kvom v'asum yamin tovim b'halal v'hodah. The following year, they establish a holiday with Halel and Hodah. Halel, praise to Hashem, and thanksgiving to Hashem. And I've spoken in the past, there's a whole chakira whether the mitzvah of lighting the menorah was at a later edition. In other words, some achronim want to say that lighting the menorah came about centuries later, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. But the Ikar Takana for Hanukkah was Halel and Hodah. Halel recitation, we recite Halel and Shul. And Hodah in Al Nisan, we thank Hashem. I don't think most people, if you ask them, you know what their orientation is about Hanukkah, the first thing, menorah. I can't ask. And even with menorah, there's something like with the mitzvah is to explain to the members of the family what the miracle is all about. But it comes out, Halel and Hodah is the main thing. And then the Chasam Sofer wants to say that he wants to say that the Kriyas Halel could be a mitzvah d'oraisa, he wants to say, but that's a different piece. All right, so again, so we have Al Nisim that we recite in Shmona Esrei. So the Mechaber says, Kol Shmona Yimei Chanukah Omer Al Nisim B'Birkat HaMazon B'Birkat HaAretz, that all 8 days of Chanukah, one recites Al Nisim, the recitation of all the miracles that Hashem did for us, in benching and also in Shmona Esrei, in the Bracha Modim. And then the Mishmur brings down Ketubah Sfarim Shabanusach Al Nisim Yimar Val Al Nisim B'Vav. So the Mishmur says that when you say it, when you daven, like you can refer to it as Al Nisim, but when you daven, you should say V Al Nisim. In other words, and then Rav Schechter points this out as well, like Bondima Nachalach, we thank you Hashem for all the things that you've done for us, Al Chayinu Mishrim Yedecha for our lives, and V Al Nisim Yal Purkan for these things as well. And then he says, Hein b'fila hein b'yirkan amazon. And then Poskim also bring down that let's say if it's during Hanukkah, one should not daven a hecher kedusha. Hecher kedusha, you know that sometimes people don't daven the whole chazar sashatz if they're maybe very tight for time or something like that, and then the shlitzibur just does through kedusha. So he brings down over here. Let me find it 1 second. This is in the Dir Shema Shabrua in Siman Tafresh Pei Beis. It's Oat 1. Ulahit Paleel B'Chanukah Mincha Ketzara. He quotes from Moedim Uzmanim in the name of Rav Aaron Cutler. She'ein Ralu Lasokin. It's not appropriate to do that during Chanukah. Kimin Shikavut Yemei Chanukah Lemei Halel V'Hodah. It's a time for Halel V'Hodah. V'Amir Al Anisim B'Tzibur Yish Hodah B'Tzibur. In other words, just when the Shlith Tzibur, when he recites it, just in his Chazar Tzashatz, that counts as a hodah b'tzibur, as a thankfulness on behalf of the whole tzibur. He says you don't do it that way. In other words, if you don't have the chazar shatz, you won't be able to do that. All right, so post can bring that down as well. All right, let me do over one or two items as time permits in the Al Nisim. So one idea that's in the Al Nisim, you know, we say we thank you, Hashem, for all the miracles you did by Yamim Haim Bazman Azeh, for the things that you did in those days. Bazman Azeh. So the simple pshat, the way we have it, is Bazman Azeh, in other words, at this season, you do these miracles for us. So maybe people know or they don't know, there's another nusach that post can bring down, not by Yamim Haim Bazman Azeh, but by Yamim Haim Ubazman Azeh. In other words, you did it in those days, and you did it in our days as well. So one source for Ubazman Azeh is the Levush. Levush brings down as follows. First he brings down, this is in Siman Tafresh Pei Beit. He says, Einom Rim Bala Nisim Kshem Shasita Nisim Avotenu Kintasana Be'er Hazot. First there's another Nusach for Ala Nisim that the Rishonim record, and Levush is familiar with it, that you say that the Ala Nisim would be like, just like you did miracles back then, you should do it for us now. So Levush rejects that. He says it's not appropriate to have a bakasha in the Birchas Hodah. And then he says, Ela Omer L'Nisim, and then he says, Ubaz Barazeh, Upirsho Kulo Hul Shavar, Okay, we thank you for the miracles you did in those days. And we also thank you for the miracles that you've done more recently for us. That every day, Ribono Shel Olam does miracles for us, both Nistar and Nigla. Nistar is, it's not apparent, and Nigla, it is apparent. And then the person describes some of the miracles that he did in those days. That's like the event. He says, "V'chein b'Purim," the same thing. The hoda, the thanks that we give to Hashem, should not be just for Chanukah or Purim. I think. Did I skip a line? 1 second. Some people do it without a vav. So the way without the vav, it means you did miracles at this season of the year. So the hoda is just on Chanukah Purim. Aval nearly shetov yoter lamor b'vav. The Vosh says, I think it's better to say with above. Kidei l'chlo kol anisim. You include all the miracles that Hashem has done. Ulefreid oto aneishu achshav mein amora. Shkin derech nusach takanot chazal b'chol makom. He says that you see that's the way Chazal always formulate things. L'chlo kol v'rma domim. We include other similar actions. V'gam oto ikar davar. Gon birkat kolim. Like let's say somebody's sick and I want to wish somebody a refuah shleima. So how do I say refuah shleima? I should say you should have a refuah shleima b'toch shar kol Yisrael, among all the other kol Yisrael. So I mentioned the thing that you need refuah now, but not just that. I say, well, everybody else. And then similarly, he says, Nechamad Avelim. When I come to be Menachem and Avel, what do I say? I don't say, Hashem should give you Nechama, but b'toch shar b'leis yom shleim. Everybody else who's in mourning. And we're all in mourning for the Bechor and Beis HaMikdash. So we include everything. So the Bush says that's the way it should be, he feels, with Al Anisim, that, you know, thank you Hashem that you did everything by Imahim, Ubazman Azem. And you know, there's a famous Ramban at the end of Parshat Bo, where the Ramban says that if a person, he talks about the Nisim that took place in Mitzrayim, and then he says, from the Nisim HaGaluyim, from when a person is Moda, that Hashem could do Nisim Galuyim, that he does, you know, clear Nisim, clear miracles, he comes to be Moda to acknowledge and thank Hashem for the Nisim Nistarim, the Nisim that aren't so clear. And he says that if a person doesn't recognize that, Ein lo chelak b'Torah. I can't remember exact words. He's Ein lo chelak, I think, b'Torah Yisrael. He has no chelak in the Torah. He's not moda that Hashem is involved with us each day. Each day, with every event that happens to us, like, you know, like Baruch Hashem, I nearly got into an accident and I avoided it. You know, did you avoid it, or the Ribono Shel Olam saved you from it? In other words, it's not us. The Ribono Shel Olam, you know, you're a person, he found like such a wonderful mazel tov investment. Oh, it's my chokhmah. I found it. It's the Ribono Shel Olam is guiding us in life and leads us to these things. And when a person is moda on the nisim gluyim, when a person comes to admit the obvious miracles, he comes to acknowledge also the private miracles as well. And even if we don't have, if you want to have that girsa, or that's one nusach, but even if we don't have that nusach, you nothing wrong about thinking about that. It's an important klal, and in terms of the hodah for Chanukah as well, and for Purim and Chanukah. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts?